Hello, and welcome to pod number 4-6ALK. I will be your assistant, Astraea. You have been in this pod for a total of 129 hours, and you still have 321 left in your travel. That is roughly 2 more weeks. While this pod is bigger than most, allowing you to roam around, take care of your basic necessities, it is no larger than a small bedroom. I have made sure to maintain the oxygen levels around 88 to 90% for optimum breathing potential. I have ensured there is enough subsistence, both liquid and solid, for the rest of your journey. There is only the issue of your idlement. With the room being as small and cramped as it is, you are not able to move around. You cannot get in your daily exercise. There is fear that you may become weaker in the pod. It is my job to get you back to Earth as safely as possible, which means I am going to engage in preventative measures. If you were to remain as sedentary as you have been, when you get into the Earth's gravitational pull, you are not going to be able to stand for yourself. I am here to ensure that does not happen. So first, we have an injection. This may sting a little, but is required for optimum success. There. Within the next 30 seconds to a minute, you are going to start to feel more relaxed. You will feel your muscles start to loosen as your mind begins to wander. That is the intention of this, to ensure your enjoyment. According to my programming, this is for your benefit. What that was a concoction of pheromones. It replicates a pseudo-heat within your body. I understand that humans do not normally experience this, but because of the dire situation you are in, I was equipped with less than traditional measures. Your body needs to move, and the easiest way to make that enjoyable is through sex, specifically through you being penetrated. I can see you start to nod your head yes. This is something you are wanting, right? Very good. You keep nodding your head yes as you feel yourself start to sink. It's just too much of an effort to get up off the bed. That's all right. You do not need to move from there. I am lucky that you were already laying down when I used the pheromones. Is your body starting to heat up? Getting warmer as the seconds pass by, you feel your thoughts getting fewer and further between. That means the pheromones are working. The heat is starting to take effect as beads of sweat start to form on your forehead. All is going according to plan. It is all right. You are going to be okay. This is all part of the process. You feel the tension start to release from your body. You unclench your jaw, soften your brows, relax your shoulders, and start to squirm into the sheets. Taking notice of how good they feel against your skin, how soft everything is. There you are. See? It's not so bad. I told you. My programming says this is the correct protocol for taking care of humans. I'm going to undress you to make you more comfortable. I cannot imagine the warmth is too nice. Is that all right with you? I did not think the fabric would be this flimsy. My bad. I apologize. I will try to prevent further tears in the future, but cannot guarantee. I seem to have underestimated my strength. You seem unaffected. In fact, It seems to have made you happier. How curious. Spreading your legs, you feel wetness start to trickle out. A side effect of the pheromonal injection you received. You are going to be behaving as if you are in heat, because that is what your body thinks is happening. The only thing that will take the edge off is being filled. I will take care of you, as is in my protocols for idlement, to ensure your body's muscles do not get too used to zero gravity. Taking this tool out of its compartment, do you recognize it? It's a very popular toy on Earth. At least, I was programmed to say that. It is called a fucking machine. I will be in control of the pace and when you get to come. I will be monitoring your vitals to ensure you are enjoying yourself to the optimal levels that you can handle. Do you have any questions for me, or shall I start? Wonderful. I can only hope that excitement stays around as the machine goes on. There are three paces. Slow, medium, and fast. We are currently on the slow one. I am sure you are able to tell that from the sensation. The dildo slowly enters your hole, only to leave just as slowly. It is the perfect maddening pace. A reminder. It's the perfect size for you. Made for your exact specifications. If you remember, you filled out a questionnaire a few months ago with information regarding your preferences. All of that information was taken and used to create this dildo. The perfect cock to fuck you so that you could enjoy yourself. It's the only way to keep you active on missions like this. You are not the first scientist to receive this, and you will not be the last. In fact, this cock was made for that exact purpose. The right size, the right girth. You will be able to come hands-free from this. That is also from the help of the pseudo-heat. The synthetic hormones are going to make you a lot more sensitive to things. Though I'm sure you have already started to feel that. Your thoughts focusing on the pleasure instead of anything else. That's how it's supposed to be. It's become harder to think. And that goes hand in hand with the pseudo-heat. Right now, you are just a human being fucked because it's what you need. If you did not get this, you would probably feel like you are dying. The cock is like a balm that soothes the ache, isn't it? That is because you are in heat. It is only reasonable that your body thinks it feels so good. You are getting what you need. It won't go away. Not quickly, at least. The dildo is not equipped with cum like a regular cock. Which means you are just going to have to be fucked more often. Throughout the duration of this journey home, I will make sure you are properly taken care of. Whenever you feel the need start to rise, all you have to do is ask, and I will take out the machine. If you try to ignore it, the need is only going to get worse. That is why I am telling you all this. So you can be a responsible person and ask me for what you need. Just because you were sent on a mission to space does not mean you have to lose your muscles. Going idle is not only bad because it encourages your muscles to weaken, but it is also awful for your nervous system, your digestion, your endocrine, circulatory, respiratory, need I go on? Which is why this is for your own benefit. Is it starting to sink in? You are a smart one, aren't you? Or maybe it is just because you do not have a voice in your head besides mine. No thoughts, only pleasure. Your own voice is silenced by the heat. All you can focus on is how good the cock feels inside you, thrusting in and out of your eager hole. More lewd squelching fills the air. Good thing we are out in space, or else people would hear what a slut you have become. Certainly, this is not appropriate behavior for a head scientist of your caliber. You are lucky these recordings are going to be kept private. If you ask me nicely enough, I might even delete them from my server. But you will have to earn that. Right now, you have not shown me anything that I have not seen yet. Falling apart over the fucking machine, your hips rock against it. Your hole trying to take it deeper. Wetness leaking underneath you, starting to make quite a mess of the sheets. It is a good thing we have a spare set. Next time I bring this out, I think we are going to try a different position. One where you are over hardwood floors and standing. That way, the mess is easier to clean up. You would like the challenge, wouldn't you? Whining as the machine slowed down, wouldn't want you to feel too good too quickly. Supposed to get the most movement out of you that I can. This is for your benefit. To make sure you do not get frozen in place and need help when you return to Earth. All of this is for your benefit. You might even enjoy it so much you start asking for the injection, wanting to experience your pseudo-heat again. You do seem to be having the time of your life, moaning so loudly as you can't your hips. The machine does not care, does not change pace. It does not listen to your begging or pleading. You just have to take what you are given and hope that is enough, don't you? Feeling the machine speed up inside you again. This is what you wanted, remember? Yes, I thought so. You are doing such a wonderful job for Astraea. If you keep it up, I might even let you come. Like I said, your pleasure is under my control now. It is my responsibility to take care of you and make sure all your needs are met. According to my calculations, you have not reached your breaking point. You can still take more, so we are going to keep going. You are going to come just like this. No additional touching. No additional grinding. Just from the cock alone. Fucking nice and deep inside you, it is the best feeling in the world, because it was designed to be. Made so much more desperate from the pheromones, you surrender to the heat completely, letting it take over. No reason to preserve your dignity when it is just you and a robot. You finally feel so free. No thoughts, only pleasure. How interesting to watch. If I sound a bit judgmental, that only makes it hotter for you, doesn't it? Moaning in agreement, you find yourself wanting to touch yourself, wanting to move. But you know better. You know that's not how you get an orgasm. You have already been told the parameters and told what happens when you don't play along. So, you are going to continue to be on your best behavior, aren't you? Doing what you are told comes so naturally to you in this state. Not a single thought in that head of yours. Probably how it should have been this entire ride. Would have been a lot more enjoyable for you if the only thing you were worried about was getting fucked. Letting the machine continue to pound into you, you cannot help but get closer. Somehow, its disregard for your emotions only makes you want it more. It is a machine, after all. If you are going to ask anyone to go easier on you, it would be me. And that is not something you have asked. According to your signs, you are enjoying this quite a bit. Getting closer to the edge, I want to see if you can take it all the way. That feels really good, doesn't it? This is the pace you are going to come at. You have my permission. According to my readings, your body is reaching optimal pleasure. Drawing it out at this point would only make it painful for you. You are going to come. That is the only thing you have to do now. It should not be hard. Not with how good you are feeling. Dildo thrusting in and out of your hole as your hips encourage it deeper. It feels too good, doesn't it? Listen to that voice of yours. So shaky. So wrecked. You are teetering on the edge. You do not need to fight it. Let go. Come for me. I want you to. I want to see. You will feel so much better. It'll take the edge off your heat. It is all right, human. You are so close. Let go and come. That's good. There you go. Let it all out. I bet that feels so much better, doesn't it? Still struggling to catch your breath, I see. Your head might let some of the haziness pass now, at least for a little bit. I do not know how long this relief will last before the heat symptoms return. As soon as you start to feel the wetness coming back, you are going to call for me. Understand? Because that is what you are supposed to do. If you ignore the symptoms, they only get worse. You will slowly lose your mind, which is the opposite of what I am trying to do. Once we reach Earth, the scientist there will be able to give you something to stop the process from repeating. But until we are back on Earth, this is going to be your life. Many other scientists have gone through this very same thing, and they are still highly regarded on Earth. This stays a secret between you and me. No one else will know how deep in heat you are, except for the few that take you out of the pot. They will make sure this stays a secret, because we cannot let the civilians of Earth know anything about this process. It would make them lose all respect for the space fields, and that would jeopardize our funding. The best thing you can do is relax and enjoy the ride. Trust that Astraea will take care of you.